So welcome, everybody, to our fourth day of this big adventure. And I was thinking last night and this morning, I knew this was very ambitious, but I wasn't thinking quite all the ramifications, and probably sometimes it's better not to when you're launching a program. But in actual fact, so many of you are doing things that maybe take months, you know, like you're figuring out delving more deeply into your niche and what you represent and what you really want to bring out in the world. So you're doing that. Many of you, because your present programs wouldn't exactly work for this challenge, are figuring out new programs that would work for 10 days. And so that there's a hell of a lot of thinking in that and figuring out. And then along with all that, of course, is the old mindset thing, like, can we really do it? And it's not just can we really do it, but is it safe for us to do it? Because it's getting out there in the way that we're doing. It's for us, we're going forth with our passions, with what it represents us. It's authentic. It comes from, you know, it comes from our souls. We really want to give to the world, and we're going to be presenting it. And hell, what if people don't like it? What if they attack us? What if they do all kinds of things, you know? And all those fears from childhood, all those scripts, you know, the parents or other people who told us we weren't good enough, that we were somehow different, that we, not just that we weren't good enough, some of us were told very categorically that we were just worth nothing. And, or our gifts were simply not seen and not recognized. And so all of that comes up in a really, really big way here when we go for a goal like this. And as well as just, you know, the other things is that what if we don't make it? You know, what if, you know, the concerns for our financial being, the what if we don't make it and the rest of the group does, all that stuff. So what I wanted to do first this morning is I felt there's a great amount of energy around, and I just wanted to do a clearing to start, and then we'll go into some other things. We'll see. We'll do the clearing first, and then we'll see from there. I've got lots of ideas, but I really want to follow the energy of the group, and I'm feeling like there's really a need to do some clearing. So I'm going to do my EFT thing, which you can either tap along if you know the emotional freedom technique, or just sit there and listen and see what resonates for you. And then we'll clear with the healing codes. So let's see what's here this morning. Even though I'm really scared of getting out there, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm really scared of coming into my glory, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm scared that I'll be rejected if I become more visible, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't know how I could have possibly signed up for this challenge. I must have been crazy. I mean, this is just too much. I mean, fuck it, it's too much. It's too much. I'm going to be exposed. I'm going to be exposed. I'm going to be exposed. I'm going to be exposed, 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 posed before, humiliated, ridiculous. I am not what the world wants. I am not what this world wants. The world wants slick plastic people who have nice sales talks and nice sales pages and programs perfectly worked out. I am not that. I am not that. I am not that perfect plastic product of today's society. I am different. I am different. I am different. Fuck this. I don't want to get in front of them. I'm going to be murdered. I'm going to be ridiculed. I'm going to be humiliated. I don't want this. I don't want this. It's too much. It's too much we're asking. It's too much I'm being asked of. I just want to go and be a little kid and just hide. I want to hide. I want to find a nice little hiding place, a nice little hole, a safe hole to hide in. Ooh, that sounds so delicious. A nice little hole to hide in. So I'm just going to hold down for a few minutes. I'm just going to feel nice and safe. And as I'm feeling nice and safe, I'm just going to look around. Just look around my little hole and make it feel even safer. Okay, I'm just going to open it up shortly and see if anybody wants to comment, and then I'm going to do another round at least. So,
ground level.
Yeah, so is that somebody wanting to say something? I didn't quite hear.
Well, I've got dogs in the background, but I wanted to just say thank you very much, and I'm going to quick mute myself so the dogs don't bark.
Okay, you're welcome. Right, so anybody else there?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Alex.
What really resonated for me is the part about feeling nice and safe and, you know, how we have this misconception that, being in fear and lack is actually safe when actually it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we've created
thank
that.
You.
Yeah, so thank you. I realized that.
Anybody else there?
Hi, Katie. It's Sheila. Can you hear me?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered, is that really touched me at this part you when you said about being perfect, because that's kind of what's come up for me today. A lot about all of my sales page is not perfect enough. I need to get this really, really good. People expect that. So thank you.
Oh, great. So, because there's no way, I mean, we never do it perfect anyway, but there's no way in 10 days you're going to get perfection. So it's like, but it's really hard because it breaks through that. So thank you so much. And anybody else want to put anything in the mix that didn't come up? Because we're going to do another round. If there's something else that people would like to put in, I would love to hear that.
Hello.
Leandra,
can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit louder, but I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Good morning. I was just going to say that when you said there's no way we could have it perfect in 10 days, it's going to be perfect because we are perfect.
Yeah. So there's actually a perfection in the imperfection. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's perfectly perfect.
Yeah. And in fact, sometimes not being so slick and not being so is what will actually attract people to us. And so and not being so perfectly authentic. you know, because now there's even these other things that you have to be authentic and really express yourself. And sometimes that can be a trap, you know, like I'm not being perfectly authentic. Gosh,
yeah.
I mean, we can go into all kinds of things there. So anything else, Leandra? Or I heard somebody else pipe in, but Leandra, do you want to say anything else there?
No, that's good. Thanks.
Okay, great.
One of the issues, Brent here.
Okay. Great. Brent?
One of the things that has been discussed around here since we started this was sustainability. For me, that's been an issue in the past because I can get self-defeating behaviors when it starts feeling too good. Because away we were starting to have successes. We were starting to get some momentum going. And in the past, I would go really good for 3 months, and then I would get kind of a fear of, well, it's going too good. So we've been really just working around that one.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's one of the
things. Yeah, so there's some belief under there that it's not you know, that it can't be too good. Or I know, for example, with me, because of some trauma that I've had in a very peaceful situation where I had a major trauma in my life, I'm a little afraid of peace and quiet because was a very peaceful, quiet day when it happened. So
yes.
I've been working on that one. So I think you've brought up something really important there, Brent. So we'll see if we can put part of that into the cauldron, the witch's cauldron. So does anybody else? I heard somebody else, and I'd just like to take them, if possible.
It was Phyllis.
Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis.
I was just, before you started this, when you were talking, maybe it was part of it, it all runs together. The idea that we're getting stuff, that it seemed like it wasn't long enough to get anything done. And
right.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and creating a structure to support that. You know, having a structure to support that and accountability, I think, is sort of what takes it from the, it seems impossible to actually happening.
That's right. Oh, well, thank you. And anything else, or should we go on to the next round? Okay. So I'm going to go on to another round, and we'll see what comes after being in the hole. Just a moment. I'll put it on lecture again. And yes, so where do we go from here? Even though I'd rather be in a hole, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'd rather be in a deep hole, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'd rather be in a deep, deep, safe hole, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, it's going into singing, the singing EFT. What's going to come out? I do not know. I'm so perfectly imperfect. I'm so perfectly imperfect, 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 imperfect. That's a grammar tense that I've forgotten. Imperfect, perfectly imperfect. Nice safe hole, safe, safe hole. I love being in a hole, a big financial hole. Holy, 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 holy hole, going towards wholeness. What if outside this hole is wholeness? I'm just going to creep out and just look. I can always come back. I can always come back to my little hole. But I'm just going to creep out and look. I'm going to jump out and look. I'm going to jump out and look and say, ta-da, ta-da, today, ta-da. And I'm going to say, fuck it, fears. Fuck it, fears. Fuck perfection. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck it all. Fuck it all. I'm going to be myself. And that's that. That's exactly that. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to get out there. If people don't like me, fuck them. I know that's not holy, but to be whole, I have to say fuck it sometimes. I have to really say fuck it sometimes. Really, fuck it. I'm going to do this. Fuck it. I'm going to do this. Fuck it, I'm going to do it. Okay. I hope nobody's offended by the language, but fuck it, I had to do that.
I love that, Katie. Holy fuck. That's so good.
I do that all the time.
That was right. Beautiful, Katie. I love that.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is Deborah.
Yes? Okay. Deborah, who was saying that? Or did you want to say something else as well?
I've been feeling really, like, this morning I woke up, I felt fantastic. Like, I just felt like I could do this. So I've been in that, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really been in that. So, but I've just, yeah, I just love the way you're doing your clearing. It's so, like, it's unique. I really, I felt like doing some sound with you when it was muted.
Oh, well, maybe next time we'll do that, or maybe we can do some sounding with the healing codes. That would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I probably would be excommunicated from the EFT circles. Well, maybe not, but it's just I am not terribly traditional or around the healing code. So
that's great. You've made it your own.
In fact, I tell stories about how one EFT coach nearly slapped. I was doing it in person. I think she almost slapped me because I didn't have my hands in the right place. Which resulted in me not doing EFT for a long time, but I came back to it in my own style. So, thank you. Anybody else there who would like to say something in relation to that? And then we'll do the healing codes.
Hello, Brent again?
Yes?
I stayed in the hole in my office and did as little as possible for quite a long, long time, and it was a nice, safe place, but you know what?
Yeah.
There was people that, out there, because I was avoiding the people that I felt that would try and crucify me for who I was. And, you know, in the long run, they're the losers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's always people out there that will appreciate what you're trying to do. Genuine people are always going to be accepted by anybody who's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you show what it looks like and you bring that to the world. And
the axiom in my business
I've always run with, if people like you to some degree, they'll do anything they can to do business with you.
Can you repeat that so everybody hears that?
If people like you, they will do anything in their power to do business with you. And it's always been that way. And it doesn't always happen in the first 10 days, but you can build some solid foundations and relationships, because sometimes people have to unwind out of relationships, business relationships that they're in that they don't like people and don't feel comfortable, and it may take a while for them to switch allegiances. But I've had people that will come back after years and talk to me like they're old friends. So. If they like you, they want to do business with you.
Right. If people like you, they will do anything in their power to do business with you. And everybody here knows some people who really like them. And if you think you don't, you can consult me later in the day and we'll find them, I'm sure. So, anybody else like to say something before we do the healing codes? Okay. So, what I'm going to do is, actually, I'm going to put everybody on mute except Deborah, would you like to do sound with the healing codes?
Sure, yeah.
And, I mean, people can join in on their end, but just because there's, you know, might be some different sounds coming in, I'll let Deborah do it. She's really experienced at that. And I'll just be saying the positions. So it's as we go through that. And, oops, Actually, I'm going to put it on right now. I'm going to put it on mute and unmute you, and we'll just get that part figured out. Now, okay, there. So, Deborah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just outline the positions again for people to remember, and they can just jot it down. The first one is in between the eyebrows. The second one is throat. So eyebrows, I'm going to say eyebrows, throat, just to remind people or, you know, during this, eyebrows, throat. And then, sides of the jaw. So I'll just put jaw. And then the temples, and side of the temples. And remember that everybody, that you're cupping your hands and pointing the energy towards these areas, and that your actual hands are about 2 inches away from these points. And that increases the energy coming through from your hands, and which is canceling out some of the old cellular memories that are there, which are getting in the way of you reaching your goals. And I have misplaced the prayer for this Alex Lloyd's prayer, which we adapt, but I'm just going to put the intentions out there. And I'm sure I will find the prayer at some point, but from time to time I do that, and actually it's good in some ways because it just brings in a rather spontaneous prayer, which is maybe even better, maybe worse, who knows, but I'm not getting perfect about it. So what I'm going to do, what we're going to do is first we're going to put the intention to clear all this stuff about not being perfect or worthy. And I'm just working through this just to make sure that we get all of it in. And about all the things that want make you want to stay in the hole and not be visible. For the truth focus statement, I'm going to use something that I used with somebody the other day, and or a version of this. And I am coming out in all my glory. And you can adapt it or think of another statement, whatever is good for you. But we'll just go with that one as a general one for the group that I'll be thinking of. And Deborah, you can sound. I may join you with the sound.
Okay.
Katie,
do you want me... Can I just ask a question, just because
yeah,
I want to be
sure,
clear?
Because sure.
When I sound, I have to be very clear in my intention. So I am going to, so you want me to do some sounds for the clearing, and then we'll move into the, or do you want me to hold the sound for I'm coming out in all my glory? Or let it all
okay,
just...
Okay, say that again. I'm not sure of the distinction there.
Well, the distinction, the sound, I'm going to clear it out. Clear out the unworthiness piece and the imperfection piece and working and then bring and then sounding for I'm coming out in all my glory. So you want me to do it
right?
Segue into all of it. I'll hold all of it and see what comes out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. I just wanted to be clear.
We'll Is that clear enough now?
That's clear.
Okay, so clear as
I don't know how the mic is going to, I don't know how this microphone's going to go. I don't know how loud I can be and all that, so.
Yeah. So we won't worry about that.
Yeah,
and
we won't worry about that.
It will be what it will be.
Exactly.
And thank you so much for doing this. This is going to be so exciting.
I'm excited.
Yes. So we'll just kind of improvise here. So let me see. So what we're going to do, I'm going to just say the intention. Okay, we call on the great creative force, all our guides, Mother Earth, Father Wind, and fire and the air spirits that accompany the wind and all the beings of the earth. We call on them in this clearing to clear out those things that are getting in the way of us being in our glory, of us shining forth, and through our shining forth being able to take that to other people who can shine forth. And all those people who we are going to influence and help, and it all being in the great interest of bringing around this earth transformation. And we're all on that road, and we ask of you that you give your great healing force, that this universal force be used to clear those things that are getting in our way, knowing that those things that have got in our way are part of what will be transformed into our greatest gift. They're part of the alchemy. And we thank the universe for all the lessons that we have learned from these trials and tribulations. Feelings of unworthiness, the feelings that we've all had about humiliation. Thank you for the gifts in those trials. And we are ready to release that and to come into our own. And we ask that all the cellular memories, all the negative patterns that have been results of these things, of the things that we've heard in the past, the experiences and traumas we've had, that all of these be released. And that this healing be 100 times or more powerful than we can even imagine. All right, so we're going to go in now to the healing codes, and Deborah, maybe you can start by sounding, and everybody can just go to the eyebrow point and point their hand there. And Deborah, you can begin the sounding, and it can be, you can take a few minutes to really get into it. Just let's see what happens.
With the drill.
Temple. Can just take a few moments to just stay with that sound. And then I'm going to be taking the line off mute. And people want to just say something or just want to stay quiet for a moment.
Brent here.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I thought I heard my sweet little grandmother singing.
You probably did.
And it was just like I was laying in her lap or sitting in her lap in her little country house. And she was humming or singing to me, making me feel so good. I just feel like my soul's been cleansed. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
I just wanted to say thank you to Deborah. And as I said to Katie at the beginning of the call, I began the call driving, and I had to pull over to be able to participate in this. And there was nowhere to pull over except for one spot, and that is a graveyard.
Oh, that's so perfect.
And it's perfect. And I'm looking at all of these. I think you just prayed for, I felt that go through all the souls where I'm sitting. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Wow.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
It's Alex. I just want to say thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. What was really amazing for me is I was taken back to, when you guys did day one, Katie might have told you, I was actually hiking at sunrise at the top of a desert mountain. Mm. And it was a real profound experience, and I was just taken back to that, and I just felt that the ancient people of the land, that morning, you know, that their support with what we want to bring into the world now. And what's really amazing is as I was hiking, I found these, you find a lot of crystals in the ground, which I'm not used to here in Toronto. And so I found these crystals, and I knelt down to the earth, and I was just holding them, and I was so grateful. And then I found a piece of pottery from probably, you know, could be thousands or hundreds of years old. And it was just such a reminder of timelessness and just so many things, how we get caught up with time and the concept of time, and how, you know, this 10 days really is, we can make it last forever, or we can feel the lack of it, you know. So that also came to me, is just feeling, being present with each other.
Mm.
That's beautiful. And it's like, yeah, it can last forever, or we can feel a lack of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can stretch time.
I was just thinking that.
Oh.
I just had that. I was about to say we could stretch time, because we really can.
Yes, and we are.
And we are. We're stretching time right now.
That's
right. Yeah. When you do the sound, stretch time. You can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're multidimensional beings here.
Yeah. Anybody else want to say something around this whole amazing happening?
Well, this is Evelyn.
Deborah? Yeah, Evelyn?
Yes, you can hear me. I unmuted myself. And I just wanted to tell Deborah, thank you for making me cry.
Oh. You're
wonderful
welcome.
Gift.
Mm.
Oh, I'm feeling very full from all this. And, yeah. Anything
Katie, Leandra
else?
Here?
Yeah, Leandra.
Hi. Deborah, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Mm.
I felt very much, I haven't had Alex's neat experience of being close to it in reality, but lots of experience as of going back to primitive times in meditation, and the sound took me back to a tribe that I gather I must have known. And they were picking berries. What I think is really amazing about the idea of every time I see this berry picking, it always is about abundance.
Oh.
It's nice to be taken back and reminded of that, because the message in the berry picking always be that primitive man was close to animals. And when a herd of animals has hunted...
Oh, sorry, just a moment. I'm trying to unmute. Leandra, could you just repeat that again?
Yeah, I was just saying that when primitive man first walked the earth, they were very close to animals. And if you watch a pack of lions, for example, when they hunt for their pack and they actually have their kill, that is abundance, and there is no guilt or shame in what they do. They actually actively seek to feed their families, and then they all, there's obviously a pecking order in who eats, but they all eat, and they all share in the abundance. And then when they're done, they actually leave stuff that sustains the scavenger animals around, and actually the bones then sustain the earth. And primitive man was like that. When they came upon berries, for example, in their travels, they ate their fill, and they didn't have any fear, any guilt, anything other than joy in finding that natural abundance and receiving it. And they didn't think, oh, we better not eat all these berries because someone might come along behind and be angry with us because we ate them all and didn't leave any for them. There was none of that. So it was really interesting to feel through that sound. Like when you're saying, having that full glory come into us, there is no room for guilt or shame or fear in glory. And primitive man, I think, really had a strong understanding of that, that it's just, it is what it is, and there's no point in standing on the sidelines starving because you think that someone is looking at you. Primitive man didn't worry about who was looking.
It's funny that we call that primitive man, though. Really?
Yeah, isn't it? Because it's really...
Why, I mean, it's... I don't... I think that's advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. It's who we actually are, isn't it?
It's who we are. So I wouldn't call that primitive myself.
Yeah. Good point.
Anybody else like to... I'm hearing a lot of... I'm going to put it again on mute, and maybe people... If a person wants to unmute, we'll do that. Yeah, because there's...
How do you unmute it again, Katie?
Pardon?
How do you unmute? What is it?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Star 6, okay?
Star 6.
So I'll put it on mute. And now anybody who wants to be unmuted, and it can be a couple of people at the same time. It's no big deal. It's just that there's some things going on that kind of get in the way of hearing. So... right at the moment, I don't see anybody unmuting themselves. But yeah. So, yes, everybody, it would be good to take some water because that allows you to cleanse out the energies that need to go out, and just for welcoming yourself in your full glory. And I'm now wondering what we've got about 10 minutes more, and I'm feeling very, here, Alex, yeah, let's hear from you.
Well, what also came to me, and maybe we can discuss this as a group, but it came to me yesterday, and then it came to me again during the sounding and the clearing, was because when you're on vacation, at least for me, I was able for first time in a long time to really let go and really just be in my flow and really be in my glory, like, and be myself. And it was amazing, you know, just to watch people around you and how they are drawn to you because you're just this bright shining light. And then coming back home, I started to see myself shrink a bit and come back into an old pattern or place where I thought I had to kind of, you know, fit in or, and so I've been kind of just being with that and observing that. And so I guess it's, how do we really be in our glory without feeling, you know, how do we do it? Like, I just.
That's a great question. And maybe other people can brainstorm about how we can do it. I think that would be a lovely way to spend the last minutes of the call, because today it doesn't feel right just to do all the usual rounds. It feels like to honor what just went on, this would be the perfect discussion. So,
Katie.
Thanks, Alex. Yes. Yes.
It's Deborah.
Deborah? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How to be in our glory. Like you, Alex, I've done a lot of journeying into different places in the world and was in the desert, went to Joshua Tree last September. And, you know, I have a practice. I feel like I practice this in terms of, I live right by a big park in Toronto called High Park. And, I mean, it doesn't take that much time to get in your glory. if you go for a walk for 20 minutes and just give yourself a period of time, even, I mean, I give myself some time, you know, right now I have more time, but, and I'm loving it. But even if you don't have so much time, just like giving yourself time to do what you do when you're traveling and you're in that flow, seeing where you need to go, what's, you know, presenting moment by moment, I find that, I don't know, that does the trick for me. If I just give myself time in the day to have the free flow, I find that, like, it gets me into that place of just complete connection and miracles and magic and synchronicities, that just things just line up when you start just doing that, even if you're, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, your busy schedule, but just trying to even give yourself, create some spaciousness for that being able to flow. I don't know if that's helpful or not, but it's my two cents.
Oh, yeah. And that's very beautifully expressed, Deborah. It reminds me a little of, there's a person who, I think, lives in Alberta. Anyway, I met her in one of Alex Baisley's groups, which are Lifestyle Revolution groups, which are wonderful. And she has this thing of the inner, she has a thing on the pilgrimage and how you can just do, just by walking out, you can do a pilgrimage every day, or you don't have to go on the long pilgrimages.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read her stuff, so she has apparently some really interesting thinking on it, but just the idea that we can go out and have some sacred time, and it just requires that we step out and step away from our normal life, so-called normal life, and enter into the sacred. And, you know, you can do that in 20 minutes, you can do that actually in 5 minutes. And that's where you really have a sense of where you can really look at stretching time.
Mm-hmm. And there's almost, this is Deborah again, there's almost like, you know, you make a, you kind of commit to that, you know, like you commit to that, like just deeply create that for yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what sometimes, that takes a lot to make that commitment, even though it's not that much time, we find a lot of excuses to to say that it's not an, that we don't have the time. And it would be great if today everybody looks to really do it, going out and connecting and beginning to establish that practice if they don't already have it in their life. And would anybody else like to share? We've got about 4 more minutes, and we could be absolutely do 1 hour, which would be the first time we've actually done an hour, instead of going over a little bit. But if anybody, actually, we can just go. I'm going to open up the lines, and if anybody wants to share.
Am I unmuted?
Oh. Just a minute.
It's Leandra, sorry.
Yeah, you're on. I can hear you.
Just going to say that there's two things. One is that I recommended yesterday for Brent to go and do some reinforcing work with a friend who does some body work that he knows. So he went over and what came out was that he hasn't celebrated enough. And when he came home, he was feeling really bad about not, I don't think I celebrated. And we started talking about it, and we realized that we may not have had large celebrations, but we've actually been a fairly celebratory family because we always made sure that when we sat down to have dinner, we set the table and you know, did the food in a presentation fashion that celebrated the fact that we were together and we didn't have the TV or radio on. We really celebrated the fact that we had 4 kids and just really instead of saying enjoy, I switched anything that we had enjoyed, I switched that word with celebrate. And we realized that as we were talking about it, we started to feel better because in even thinking about the things that we had celebrated, we realized we'd had this really blessed life. And so the review of it really reinforced strength to go forward with, which I really appreciated, and realized that that vacation that we can take within a moment can be as simple as having a cut flower around you, or even looking out your window at the dandelions that are starting to flower, and taking that moment to realize that there's all these things that celebrate life all around us without our fingerprints being on them. And just in celebrating how delicious the coffee is that you're drinking and the fact that its steam is going up your nose, that type of thing, I think is very beneficial for us and helps us to realize that our whole life here is a vacation of sorts, because we're on this magnificent adventure and it's a lot of destinations unknown, and we're here anyways celebrating it. So that's one thing I wanted to say, and the other thing is that when I go out walking, I recommend this to clients as well, that you get even more out of that delicious getting your feet on the earth and being renewed by the energy that's now around you because you've gone outside. If you stomp for a while you're walking, because as you stomp, you allow negative energy that may be trapped within your body to be released, and Mother Earth receives it as energy. She doesn't receive it as negative, she just receives it as energy. So it leaves you and is transformed into something beneficial through Mother graciously receiving it from you. But the stomp is fun, and when you get out and start stomping, you actually get the giggles because it's really hard to stomp with a serious face.
I love that. Thank you so much. So much wisdom. So much wisdom from this group, and gifts and giving. It's lovely to experience that. So I would, I'm going to end this. I'm going to unmute everybody so we can just say a big bye, and then I'm going to turn off the recording and everything after that. But I'm going to stay on the call for a little bit, just in case anybody wants to arrange something with me. I'll be there, okay? So we're going to just all say goodbye together, and then, as I said, people can go off the call, and if anybody just wants to stay for a moment to arrange things, that would be great, okay? Here we're opening up for a big bye and a big circle of hugs to everybody on this call.
Yay!
Bye, yay! Bye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Have an awesome day.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Exactly. An awesome day. So.